Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Golf. The Tigers are back after winning their own tournament at the Auburn University Club. Auburn will next be on the road in Wilmington, North Carolina next. We're joined now by Tigers head coach Nick Kleiner. Congratulations on another tournament victory, coach.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. As you know, winning in sports is hard, so we'll take as many as we can get.
What was the key to the win this past week on your home course?
Resilience, perseverance, just handling adversity, because the greens were rolling about 12 to 13 on the stump, and they're really, really firm because they're brand new. They've only been open for about 17 months after the redo, and they were like landing on top of a tabletop or an inverted salad bowl, I like to say. But it was tough. I mean, it's 7,600 yards and just all you want. And it was a U.S. Open type test. And I know our guys were mentally and physically exhausted after that tournament.
A medalist honor winner for J.M. Butler. Coach, talk about his at 2 over par 218 for the week.
You know, he played great. I'm so proud of him because, you know, he's a two-time All-American and he's a first-team All-SEC guy. And he played so well for us in the fall, his senior year. And I know how bad he wants to win SEC and national championships. And he hasn't played as well this spring. You know, he struggled. He just went back to his old swing instructor, Scott Hamilton, up in Georgia. And last week went back and saw him for the first time in probably over a year. And here, you know, he just won. So, you know, I just can't be more, you know, proud of him because he's such a workhorse. He works hard. He dreams big. And him to go out there and handle those conditions and especially this golf course. I mean, you got to drive it so well. And that's been kind of his nemesis is whether he drives it good enough. And he's really starting to turn the corner. And I think that's great for our team. And that's great for our lineup moving forward.
For anyone that's played the Auburn University Club that certainly aren't up to the par of these players, they know how tough that golf course and how unforgiving that golf course is. And you didn't have just one team. You had two teams. Not only playing, but competing for the championship for you.
We did. You know, we have a lot of depth, as you know. And you know, we're very blessed to have that depth. And we can kind of mix and match and plug in and plug out. But I thought the guys competed really hard. I mean, you had, you know, Reed Lauder played some really good golf. He's been a perennial starting five guy for us, you know, but he played good for the B team. And then obviously J.M. Butler's on the B team this week and won. So, you know, then Josiah Gilbert's another freshman I thought played really, really well for us. And, you know, shout out to Caden Pope too, another freshman that's been in our starting five at Pinehurst and here, and we won both times. So, you know, I think all those guys are just doing a fabulous job. And, you know, obviously our 1-2-3 guys continue to churn out great results after great results with Koivun and Valdez and Baca, and they just keep playing well every week. So it's a testament to them.
You go from Pinehurst, number two, to the Auburn University Club, and we know how tough both of those golf courses greens are. Now you get ready for the Seahawk Intercollegiate at the Country Club of Landfall in Wilmington. How does that compare to these last two tournaments that you faced, Coach?
Well, you know, it's a Nicklaus. They have a Nicklaus course and a Dye course, and I have not been there. This is going to date myself here for all the young viewers. Since the 90s, I played in the North Carolina State Amateur there. But it was pretty difficult. I know the Nicklaus course is the one we're going to be playing. They just redid the golf course. So I think the greens will be firm. I think our guys are ready for something they can shoot about 50 under par on. I know a lot of them are playing over at Sog and Moores this week, so they can go back and make a bunch of birdies just to kind of get used to that as well. But Landfall should be great. I mean, it's a great venue. It's a great town, Wilmington is. And the golf course, I think, will be a good test. We got a lot of Big Ten teams there and some ACC teams, and you know, we're looking forward there. But it's not about them. It's about us and you know, continuing to play at a high level. And we get to take two teams there. We're taking an A and a good B team. So we're taking 10 guys. And they get a chance to kind of, you know, prove to us who belongs in that starting five, starting six, as we move closer and closer to the postseason.
Yeah, that's lost sometimes. That you're not done competing as a team right now, are you?
No, I wish we were. I wish we had a little more, you know, listen, we met with the team right before the Tiger. It was like, we need more production in that 4, 5, 6, 7 spot. We need some guys to step up and guys to take the bull by the horns and basically say that, you know, this is my spot to lose. And, you know, I think JM obviously stepped up and said that, you know, I want to be that guy. You know, so we feel pretty comfortable about where we're headed. And I think the guys will continue to separate themselves. We got 10 going to Wilmington, and then we'll go to 6 to Mississippi State's tournament. And then we go into the postseason, which we have 6 the rest of the year. So, you know, we got some tough decisions coming up, but I think we'll know a lot more after Wilmington.
Nick, is there a trademark for a Jack Nicklaus style golf course?
Yeah, there is. Big greens, undulated greens, a lot of dog leg rights because he liked to fade it. but biggest things, big greens, the big undulating greens. You got to lag putt very well. You got to hit it in quadrants with your iron game. And that's kind of a Nicklaus trademark.
What's your schedule now before you head to Wilmington, Coach?
You know, we decided we worked out this morning, but we gave them the last 2 days off, and we're not going to start any golf back until Tuesday. I mean, listen, these guys, I mean, yesterday morning, you know, Wednesday morning, right after the tournament, I figured everybody's going to take at least a day off, and there's guys out here hitting balls and putting. So they just love the game. They love to compete. But we gave them 6 days off just to kind of – they need a break. We need a break. And we'll get ready for the postseason to come back this next week. We'll start gearing up for that.
Coach, thank you for the visit today. Certainly wish you all the best as you head to Wilmington. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Nick Kleiner on This Week in Auburn Men's Golf.